morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. I was gone last week. We played a great encore show, and John, I appreciate you taking care of that for me while I was gone.
Yes, Mr. Steve David.
Definitely. Well, we were we took a little trip up to our great neighbors of the north and visited Canada and saw a little hockey with the kids. So it was a good trip, but always glad to be back. My team just did an amazing job while I was gone. That's one of the things I love. I think I've still been extremely busy. I think they sold a couple houses while I was gone and closed eight. In that week. So it was very busy, lots happening. And you look tired, McKay. Is that the fair?
I'm a giant elephant ear, in case you hadn't noticed.
We do have the last day of the fair here. And
good weather, though. Good
amazing
weather.
Week and weather. And so, that's just been absolutely fabulous. I'm sure you'll be glad to rest up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we always like to start with our kind of a celebrity crazy real estate story. And in honor of the perfect game last week that Felix pitched there, I thought I would bring in a little baseball real estate. And what we have is we have had the Field of Dreams, the Field of Dreams. Mm. That Iowa farmer Ray Kinsella said, if you build it, he will come. Is on the market. Has been on the market for a while. But it is rumored to now be under contract and pending. Now, the field sits on a 193-acre farm that has been in the Lansing family for more than 100 years. But back in late 2010, they decided it was time to retire and sell the farm. So it's been on the market for $5.4 million with the history. Now, that puts it at about $28,000 per acre when Iowa farmland is selling for an average of about $9,300 per acre. So there's probably definitely some of that development tourism potential built into the Field of Dreams.
Absolutely.
Now, it's interesting what they're planning on doing with it. Of course, things change. One of the things they pointed out that they never want to change is the integrity of the original field,
yes.
Meaning keep the wooden bleachers. Right now, there's no admission. You can drive out and see it. The closest town, though, is a population of about 4,100, so the local residents are always a little surprised. But the plan of the developers that have purchased it is to build on the surrounding 193 acres, a 24-field baseball and softball tournament facility.
Ooh.
It's interesting. The state of Iowa passed a law that gives developers rebates on the sales taxes collected at a baseball facility for the first 10 years after it opens. So that could be a savings of up to $16 million.
Wow.
So we might see, a destination tournament complex built around the Field of Dreams.
That would be something.
That is in honor of the perfect game for the Mariners. That is as close to a real estate connection as I could make this week. So we are definitely excited. We've had a lot of buyers out there looking. We've put a lot of buyers into contracts on some great homes. And one of the things we talked about, with my team this week was, there are certain myths out there that really create barriers to home ownership, and I kind of wanted to hit on those today on what the big five myths are that prevent people from buying a house or thinking they can buy a house. Because like we've talked about on the show with the market and the interest rates right now and our economy and the potential, it is probably one of the best possible times that you could be looking at purchasing. Based upon those factors together. So the number one myth that we see prevents a lot of people from coming in and buying is that people think that they can't qualify with less than perfect credit. You know, there's still a lot of programs available out there that can help people with this.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I find that a lot of people don't realize that we hear a lot is a lot of times folks believe their credit score is worse than it actually is. And so a lot of people will be stopped dead in their tracks just by that. They're like, oh, I have bad credit. I couldn't get a mortgage if I wanted to. Well, that's not necessarily the case. There's a lot of times when your credit score is not as low as you think it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of times there are errors on credit reports. So what you do is you need to get with a lender. You need to talk to somebody like Mike Denville that we have on the show often. And get in there and talk with the lender about, okay, what exactly is your credit score and how is that going to relate to your qualification and your interest rate? The other thing is, if there are errors on that report, and a lot of times they are, it is kind of a tedious process to get that corrected. And so you need to know ahead of time, a month or two at least, before you mm-hmm. find the house you want to purchase so that you can write the letters, get that stuff corrected, which will remove it from your credit report and get you a better interest rate and potentially the approval on the loan that you're looking for. Another big thing that comes up sometimes is we have a lot of clients that sometimes come from the, you know, I kind of call it the Dave Ramsey school of thought, you know, and mind. And that's a whole different problem that a lot of people don't sometimes take into account. Is a lot of those folks have paid off, you know, I mean, just amazingly so, have paid off. They have no credit.
Mm-hmm.
They've paid off all of their credit cards. They don't use any credit. So sometimes we get clients that come to us, whether it be that type of client or a first-time home buyer, and they don't have a credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see the opposite problem. Your score might be so low that there isn't one. It's a zero.
Wow.
And so I'll tell you right now, in today's environment right now, lenders, they scratch their head. They don't even know what to do with that sometimes if you're not at the proper place. But what you can do, because that's something that should be rewarded and not punished, but what you can do is it takes a little more work, is you have to do what they call, a lot of times people might be familiar with, manual underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where they need to go in and build trade lines and establish a payment history and do some manual underwriting. Show that you've, say, paid your car insurance every month, you've paid mm-hmm. your cell phone bill every month, and show that history. So a lot of times we have to go through non-traditional sources and work with the lender and the client to help build the credit
mm-hmm.
so that they can show that history. It's a little more work. I've seen clients, we've had clients like that have been denied at one or two other places, and we've put them with the proper folks that know how to do that and gotten them approved. Because it makes sense, right? Like, that's the person that you probably should be lending money to.
Yes.
not the opposite. So, well, that is one thing that we help our clients go through. The second biggest myth that we come across so often is that the homeowner can't afford the down payment. Now, this is a big one, and let's start with, say, FHA, for instance. When this happens, sometimes the FHA loan program is the best way for these folks to go. You can get a loan, FHA loan, roughly up to about $270,000 in our area, and FHA requires only 3.5% down.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people think there's 5, 10, 15% down is the requirement. FHA is 3.5% down. A lot of times FHA has a lot more flexibility, too, about what type of costs can be gifted to the borrower
mm-hmm.
and maybe some seller-paid closing costs in there also. So that is one potential option where the buyer is having to come in with a lot less than they expected.
Yeah.
Another big thing in our area is there are quite a few neighborhoods in our area which are in the boundaries of what's called the USDA Rural Development Loan.
Yep.
So there are actually neighborhoods, and this is a zero-down program that allows people to go into a home with a zero-down loan. It's actually guaranteed by the USDA so that they're able to do that. Now, we have to check neighborhoods. There's some West Pasco stuff that's in there. There's some Great Benton City stuff. So there are neighborhood-specific and boundaries that we have to pay attention to. But this is a great option. What people need to know about that, though, is it takes more time. instead of maybe a 30 to 45 day close. Sometimes the USDA, because it's such a popular program, can be out upwards of 6 to 7 weeks before they even get to looking at these files. So you need to know some planning. You need to have a good idea of what's happening with that program, but it is a great, great option. The third option that I had written down that we deal a lot with is down payment assistance. Whether it's a state or city program, you can get some down payment assistance. You can sometimes get, depending upon your income qualifications, some zero down and 0% loans that don't have to be repaid a lot of times until the property is resold. So, and what happens is a lot of those, sometimes some of the programs, a portion of the grant or the down payment is actually forgiven over the course of, say, a 5 to 10 year schedule. So every year, you know, say $1,500 of that $10,000 down payment you got is forgiven, and then at the end of that period, it's gone. So those are really popular, programs that can help with the can't afford the down payment portion of that being one of the biggest myths that we come up across. I've got three more that we can talk about. We're going to talk about those three myths and how we deal with those when we come back from the break.
Right here on Newstalk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been going over today what we've found in the last couple months and in general to be kind of the five big stumbling blocks and myths that people come across as they that might prevent them from deciding to buy a house or look into it. We went over the first two before the break. So we talked about people with maybe less than perfect credit, thinking not thinking their credit score is high enough. We talked about not being able to afford the down payment. And number three that comes up a lot is that folks think they won't be able to make the monthly payments. So it's also very a very interesting conversation that we have with folks. It's many times they come to us and they're in a rental, and we take a look at everything that they have and that they're paying in the rental. And it's crazy, but with interest rates where they are today, a lot of times the payment that we come up with in the ownership standpoint is less than what they're paying in the rental.
Especially if you live, you know, if there's little occupancy. What's the occupancy rate, 90-something?
Yeah, we're in the 90s. It's been fluctuating recently between 95 to 96%, so rental rates are still pretty high. So one of the things that also that we talk with and we encourage people to do is have them get with a CPA and talk about how this is going to affect their taxable income. That is information that is sometimes really invaluable, and people don't realize until they sit down with a CPA. A lot of times what happens is that there's some tax breaks that are available that aren't open to people until they have home ownership. And so getting with a good CPA that it can explain to you financially the bottom line impact of that.
Deducting the interest.
Also makes a huge, huge difference. So we always encourage our clients to talk with their CPA or tax professional to talk about those issues, to really take a look at how this might affect them. So that's huge. A lot of times we run into that barrier, and we find that people are pleasantly surprised. The biggest, number four, and I probably hear this the most out of all of the comments, and this is what we're constantly talking to people, is that the mortgage process is too long and complicated. Okay? And so here's what I have to say about that, and here's the gist of it. And this is like a warning. So if we had music right now, it'd be like,
dun, dun, dun.
Okay, yes, it is harder to get money now than it was 4 years ago. Get over it. That's what I tell people. The Magic Mikes, the Slick Sam that used to be around, People will come to me and they'll say, oh, man, I just had this guy, and I would just, you know, give him my Social Security number and I'd get a loan. Well, that doesn't work anymore. So it is harder to get money, but it is not as long and complicated to the point where it's not worth it. What they're doing is you can still get money. There's still great loan programs out there that are available.
Mm-hmm.
But they are doing a lot more documentation. So I always give people points that can help them with this process that makes it a little bit less frustrating. I find that people are less frustrated if they have expectations about what they are going to encounter. So you do have to keep better records than you thought you might have to. You're going to need to keep your pay stubs handy. And yes, you're going to provide usually your most two recent pay stubs, okay? But let me tell you, when you first meet with your lender and give him your two pay stubs, and then you go into what's called underwriting, where the processor reviews that 30 days later, now your two pay stubs are out of date because it's 30 days more. So, yes, you need to bring in the new pay stub. And it seems crazy, I know, but that's what happens. You provide 2 months' pay stubs. You provide 2 months' bank statements. You get your pre-approval. Everything looks good. 30 days later, you found the house, you're under contract, and the lender is calling you and asking you for this information again.
Mm.
Well, it's not that they want to or that they love paperwork in their files. It's that the requirement is that they have the two most recent pay stubs. So be vigilant that what you're asked for the first time, you will probably be asked for updated versions of that later in the process. So knowing that, especially when you're moving and you're packing up your boxes and that's the last thing you want to keep organized, you really need to remember that that's probably one of the first things that you should keep organized. Warning number two, and I tell people to expect, if you are the person that keeps your large tens of thousands of dollars in your mattress or in coffee cans in the backyard that you've been saving up for years, you are going to have to deposit those a couple months in advance into a banking institution so that they have been in the bank for a couple months. Lenders do not like to see large cash deposits the month before you buy a house. It is a red flag, and it will cause you tons of heartache. If you are, say, for instance, selling vehicles or toys maybe to purchase a home, maybe you're selling a car you've had, or you're finally selling the four-wheelers or the jet skis to buy the house. If you are doing that prior to purchasing a home, you want to very clearly document those sales and where that money came from, because you are highly likely in today's environment going to have to prove that to the lender. So that's different. That's something that a lot of folks don't think about. Oh, man, yeah, I sold my four-wheeler to my buddy Jim, and that's why I got this $5,000 deposit. Well, do you have the title transferred? No, we just shook on it. That's not going to work. And so that happens a lot. I laugh about it and I bring these examples, but I don't make this stuff up. Like, most of these are real stories. All of them are. I'm not good at imaginative enough to make it up. So those are stories and things that you really just want to document those deposits. If there's large deposits, if there's sales and transactions happening, the better paperwork trail you can keep, the easier the lending is going to go. And those are really the big ones. Those are kind of the big red flags that they're looking for, the documentation that they're wanting. Make sure you do not pack that stuff away and keep it handy. Really, knowing those couple of tips and knowing that you might have to provide everything twice really helps the process go a lot smoother. Yes, for some of us that have always done that, it does make the process a little harder. I do understand. But if it was easy, probably everybody would do it. And that's what happened to our national economy a couple of years ago and kind of made some of this housing mess that we've been in as a nationwide whole. So these processes are what they've put in place to help solve that. We do see it taking a little bit longer. We increase kind of our closing dates to manage it and work with great lenders that are good at doing this. And it makes the process go a lot better. So we are here to help with that process as much as possible. I can't tell you how many times we scan and fax and email things for clients that they need to get to lenders. So we're here to help make that process go a little smoother and get those requirements in as fast as possible. And then we already kind of talked about point number five when we talked about point number three, but there is kind of the next most common myth is that it is less expensive to rent. So here's what I kind of tell people about that. There are definite situations where you do need to rent. Mm-hmm. If you're coming into the Tri-Cities and you're looking at being here 3 years or less, you are going to, unless it is just a screaming deal that nobody knows about, if you are going to be here 3 years or less, you are going to get a recommendation from me that, yes, you should probably be renting. Because what happens is it costs money to sell homes. There's excise tax involved. There's title and escrow charges. There's real estate commissions if another agent's involved in the transaction, if we're involved in marketing and those type of transactions. So in a market that would traditionally appreciate at about 2.5% to 3% a year, it's going to take you those 3 years to recover those costs of selling. So if you're going to be in this market less than 3 years, you're probably going to get a great recommendation from us to a property manager or a rental. However, if it goes beyond that, then there's opportunities for people to really capture some of the benefits of home ownership. And there are times when, yes, it does not make sense to rent. But if it does, we're going to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, of course, we want to be the team that helps you purchase that next house.
Absolutely.
So we look at those interest rates. We look at those rental rates. We help people do comparisons. We get them with a lender. And sometimes people are shocked at how quickly they can buy. And what I like to tell people is that's just, a couple years sooner is today's rates is a couple years quicker that you'll have that thing paid off.
Absolutely.
I've said it before on the show, and I'll keep saying it again, is that just shake my head at folks that are able to purchase a house now, and we're seeing more and more and more 15-year mortgages, which are just amazing with the rates the way they are. So we're seeing a lot of folks that are going into houses and they're having their homes free and clear and paid off in their 30s, because they've been vigilant and purchased early, or buying in your early 40s and having them paid off by the time you're 55 and retiring on these 15-year mortgages. So unique time in our community where we're able to do things that have never before been done at a much cheaper rate. So we're helping folks take advantage of that. We love to do it. It's been an amazing year so far. The numbers are astounding. Ton of it has to do with our listeners and the referrals we've been getting. So we appreciate you guys and thank you for every one of those. We have some property, amazing property. I've got two that were just hot on my desk. The third one I had sold in the last day.
Okay.
Amazing, great little place. Multiple offers. It's still out there priced properly in this market. We had multiple offers this week, three offers on a property. Just got a great, great deal for our seller, plus the buyer got an amazing home. Pick number one that I brought with me is some bare land. Now, this is located right off of 27th, very close to at 27th in Washington. Mm-hmm. There's a polo club field out there, a grass field. Well, we have listed 1.4 acres on top on the hillside there that has a flat bench that overlooks that. So this is a great opportunity for an amazing building lot, 1.4 acres with an awesome view, and we've priced that thing. The seller wants to move it. He doesn't want to do the development that has to go along with it and the access. So we priced that at $50,000.
Wow.
So this is a view lot that's buildable at $50,000. At one point, it was actually already subdivided out.
Mm-hmm.
So it is actually listed as five lots So if a small builder wanted to go in there and put up some smaller houses on those new lots also, this would be a tremendous opportunity to have pre-divided own tax parcel numbers, five lots. It's lots 9 through 13 and called Lakeview Terrace.
Oh.
So that is a unique, unique opportunity at an amazing price. I really expect that to be gone this weekend. Last pick is a gorgeous house. I just can't say enough how amazing this house is. It's located in South Richland in Applewood Estates. It's 1202 Cameo Drive. So this is a Rambler, three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler, three-car garage with a den, stucco, tile roof. So, I mean, we are talking longevity, quality built. It also has, in the backyard, with the automatic pool cover, it has a pool, it has an in-ground jacuzzi, it's got all the fancy lights, you know, purple water in the jacuzzi, beautiful, beautiful gunite pool. And we are, this thing is square footage, comes in right at $2,470 with the pool priced at $369,900.
Wow.
So fabulous, fabulous home in South Richland, all on one level. Just an amazing home, beautiful. You will not be disappointed. You want to see this house. So this weekend, we're here. We're working, and my cell phone number is 727-8977. You can get us at kenmoreteam.com to discuss any of the programs we talked about today or to see any property that you are interested in. And we look forward to seeing you right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.